Good evening, everyone. This is the Ask Spirit Now show with Vicki. I'm up here in the North Georgia Mountains, and I am so happy to be with you this evening. We have an exciting hour for you. I have two special guests this evening, and we're going to be talking about just some incredible ways that you can heal. And it was interesting this evening because I picked two cards. I'm a red I'm talking about a Rohan therapist. I am a Voyager tarot card reader, and I picked two cards, and it was interesting because I always like to get the feel of who's listening this evening, and it was talking about the law of karma and how these causes and effects of our mental and behavioral patterns can affect us. And then the second card I picked was the universe card, which is how we possess within ourselves a universe of possibilities. And it was so profound that I picked these two cards because that is exactly what our next guest, Mr. David Robertson from Asheville, North Carolina, is going to be talking about. We're both Rohan master therapists, and he does Rohan full-time. He's also a real estate agent, and he does that full-time. So I don't know how he does it all, but he's very capable. So, David, I want to just introduce you to everyone, and thank you so much for being on the show this evening. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I understand you've been doing Rohan all day.
I have.
Well, listen, tell me what Rohan is, because so many people, it's been around since 1982 when Patricia Hayes channeled it in from Dr. Rohan, but a lot of people don't know what it is. Can you talk to us about that, David?
Well, I actually consider Rohan the alchemy of forgiveness.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's the combination of thoughts and feelings to gain understanding. And once you have understanding of events and circumstances in your past, true, deep understanding, then you can forgive it or let it go.
Tell me, David, how you were attracted to Rohan. I mean, because the word itself doesn't have a specific meaning. Is that way I understand it? Tell me a little bit about how you were attracted to the Rohan Studies program.
Well, I guess I had my first experience, you know, personally with Rohan late last summer. And the minute I got out of my first session, I knew it was something that I wanted to pursue as a therapist, because of the tremendous amount of space and peace, the huge amount of peaceful space that I created within myself by going through this process.
Yeah. So, and that's what attracted you to want to actually become a therapist?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Now, when we talk about Rohan, David, we talk about it being a rapid acting and transformational spiritual psychotherapy. Now, what exactly, how would you explain that to somebody who was just, say, you know, you were over in Asheville and someone says, you're a Rohan therapist, and you told them that. What do you think they would understand about that? Transformational spiritual psychotherapy. Because, you know, it's a process of enlightenment. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank for the moment. Yeah, I explained it to them. It is, you know, when you're combining your thoughts and your feelings, and thoughts and feelings are energy, it's about understanding how you flow your energy on many different levels.
So, David, if you were, just say, talking to someone and someone wanted to know if they would be a candidate for Rohan, in other words, I mean, we know how it can benefit us, and we'll get into that in a little while, but let's just look at, you know, who would you say would be a good person that could benefit from Rohan? I mean, certainly everyone could, but what are some of the situations that might create someone saying, wow, I better go check that Rohan out?
Well, if you continuously repeating a same abusive cycle within yourself, where painful circumstances continually keep coming back around and around in a loop. And if you've reached your point where you want to stop that cycle, then you're ready for Rohan.
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you, I guess that's when I started, because I certainly was going round and round and round in my relationships. And I tell you, David, I said if it happened one more time, I would never even try to date again. And then I just happened to have someone to come and tell me about Rohan. And it's funny about the word itself, isn't it, David, that if people kind of look at it and it, they're almost drawn to it, aren't they? Have you noticed that?
They are, and especially the, you know, the Rohan logo is designed to carry the energy of Rohan, where you go deep into your unconscious and then you come sweeping back up to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
yes.
With a higher, greater understanding of yourself.
Right.
And what it is that really makes you tick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's an easy process, isn't it? Wouldn't you call it considering, let's talk about this for a minute, David. Let's take somebody who's been in therapy, psychotherapy type of, or talk therapy, maybe for a year or two, right? Every week? Does that sound familiar
right.
to anyone out there? I don't know, but it's certainly, I know many people that have gone through that experience. How would you compare going through Rohan as comparing to going to maybe a year or two of talk therapy or psychotherapy through the traditional means?
I believe because as a Rohan therapist, it's your job to hold a tremendous amount of loving energy around your client so that your client feels really safe to go in and look at things that have long been buried and that are very painful.
Yeah, that's very true. And so many people today, David, and by the way, I wanted to tell let all the listeners know that we are going to be taking calls this evening. We are going to be doing readings, and David has a wonderful friend that I believe is trained at Delphi University up in McKaysville, Georgia, at the Delphi University and Spiritual Center, and she is a wonderful psychic reader, and she's later on as we progress to get calls, she's going to come on the line. Is that correct, David, and do some readings for us?
Yes, I think she's trying to figure out how to make that phone call at the moment.
Well, if she has another line, if not, she can take over. Maybe y'all can transfer phones or something. But
okay.
As soon as we start getting some callers in, we'll let her get on the line, however y'all can work that out, and let her do some readings here, because I've heard she's quite wonderful. Now, when you go into Rohan, you talk about the love. And I have to tell you, David, that being a Rohan therapist as well as being a client, in other words, I've had Rohan, all of the Rohan done on me, I feel that is the unique difference. And I'm not, listen, please, I'm not saying that people that go into talk therapy and other means of healing modalities, there is not love there. And I please do not, David and nor I are saying that. It's just that something about Rohan that you really, it comes from the heart. I mean, talk to us about that, David, because it is unique about the love.
Well, I believe that a lot of people have really disconnected from a profound experience of love.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken on a lot of faulty thoughts about love over the course of their experiences through life. And many of us believe when we really look in our unconscious that love has to be painful.
Mm-hmm.
In order for it to be love.
Right. Well, let's look at a faulty thought there for a minute, because some people don't really know. I mean, faulty thought, what is exactly a faulty thought, David? What would that be to just someone, living their life? What could be an example of a faulty thought that could really be messing up their life? Even though they're happy and function in life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's so many, it's kind of hard to pull one off the top of my head. I believe one of the main ones is going back to that faulty thought that love has to be painful.
Okay.
You know, we continue to endure relationships where on many levels, or on just a few levels, it can be abusive. But we've been taught that, oh, well, that's part of love. I just have to stay in it. That's That's what's expected.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, there are many words for this, but I think one word is that it's not really love, but it's that codependent, that it, something has to feel bad. It has to be kind of sick or needy or the, you know, if you don't do this,
exactly.
It makes you feel guilty. And Rohan works with all of that, doesn't it?
It does. So many relationships out there are based on I'll trade. You know, you
yeah.
support me and my dysfunctional behavior, and I'll support you. You know,
right.
you let me get by with this, and I'll let you get by with that. And what you end up doing is draining each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at something for a minute, because I find it very interesting. Let's take a relationship, David, that may have been a 20 or 30 year relationship, and all of a sudden it ends. Now, I mean, there are a lot of different viewpoints on it, but from a Rohan perspective, some shift could have happened, and it could have been a codependent relationship for all those 20 or 30 years. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly.
And then something happens. I mean, maybe they went through a Rohan session, and all of a sudden they realize, oh, my gosh. And you know, people say, well, gee, it's a 20 or 30-year relationship. It must be perfect. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, every soul or every being on the planet has a moment of awakening, and they realize, you know, as I said in the beginning of the evening, you know, they see it as this cycle that keeps coming back around and around and around and causing them pain, and they finally decide, I don't want to experience this anymore. How do I stop doing this?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How do I stop fighting with my wife about how to raise the kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's so true, and I feel that Rohan, I know, I want to just talk for a moment, David. When I came into Rohan, just as a client, a beautiful redheaded lady named Janice was my therapist, and I thought that I was the most feeling person in the world. I thought everything I did came from my heart. I mean, I just thought everything was just feely-feely, and, you know, that's the way I was. And when I went in, I can remember that was the very thing that I wasn't. I was all in my head. I was all into thinking and figuring it out, and the mind was just exhausted. My whole being was exhausted. And do you have a reality on that when you first started with Rohan?
I did not find it exhausting, no.
No, Rohan. I mean, your mind. Did your mind get exhausting to you about how you...
Yes.
Yes. That's what I meant.
You know,
I didn't mean that Rohan was exhausting.
Okay. It's, you know, it's staying in that constant loop where our mind just, you know, keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. And because the reason our mind gets in that cycle of spinning is we don't want to slow down and feel what's really going on inside, because often it's painful, and we just don't, we want to avoid what's painful.
Yeah.
You know,
well, go ahead.
I had a teacher several years ago that always taught me to say yes to my fears.
Mm.
You know, walk right up to it and examine it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the minute you do, it begins to lose its power over you.
Wow. Well, if somebody wanted to come to you up in the Asheville area, can you give out your phone number, or how would you like them to communicate with you, David, if someone would like to contact you?
The easiest way is just my email, which is mountaintwin@yahoo.com.
Okay, good. And then everyone can go to my website at askspiritnow.com, and I can also, you know, give you that information if you're in the car or you're, I don't know how you could be in the car with your internet, but in these days I don't, you know, doubt anything could occur. So now, we have a caller, Alicia from California, would love a reading. And David, do you want to do a reading with her, or would you like to get Pat on the phone and let me introduce everyone to Pat?
Yeah, I'm.
And then, can you get back on the phone, because we're gonna can talk all hour about Rohan? So,
okay, let me see if I can get Pat on the phone.
Okay, good.
All right.
And while he's doing that, Alicia, are you there?
Hey, I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
Is this Alicia?
Yes. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to introduce I wanted to introduce you to Pat Smith, she's from Massachusetts, and she's down in North Carolina visiting with David right now, and she's a wonderful, wonderful psychic, sensitive, and I was going to introduce her and let her do your reading for you, and I'll kind of follow up on it, a reading for you as well when she's done. Are you on the phone, Pat?
Because he's waiting for me to talk to Vicki on his phone.
This is kind of strange. Well, Alicia, while you are sort of waiting there, as soon as Pat gets on the phone, just let me know, Pat. It's a little unique situation here.
Yeah,
what is your
amazing
question?
Well, I've been a massage therapist, and I've been in off and on, and it's hard on my hands and I just and my body. I've been doing it since 1987.
Okay.
And
hi, Vicki.
You're
here.
Oh, she is. And I just
okay. Well, let tell you what, Alicia. We've got Pat Smith on the phone, and I wanted Pat to hear what you were saying so that she could do a reading for you. Everyone, this is Pat Smith, a wonderful psychic sensitive from Massachusetts, and she's actually in North Carolina getting Rohan herself from David. So we welcome you, Pat.
Hi, Vicki. How are you? And
I'm
hi, everybody
great.
Else.
Well, it's great. And everyone, it's pleasure to have you. We've had two guests tonight, David and Pat, so welcome. And, Pat, we have Alicia from California is on line one, and she's been a massage therapist since the 80s, and it's kind of affecting her hands right now. And she's called in for a reading, and I don't know if you want to just go ahead and tune in with her and ask her some questions, and then I'll go ahead and let you do a reading on her.
Okay.
Hi.
You there,
Alicia?
Alrighty.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Pat.
Hi, Pat. I'm Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. So you're into massage?
Yeah.
You're a massage therapist?
And
you're having trouble?
Yeah, and wondering where it's going. I really enjoy it. I enjoy it more when it doesn't have to be my sole support of income. You know how when you take something you enjoy and you have to twist it into making to supporting your family and everything, it puts pressure on it. And just a lot of questions around my supporting the family and staying in massage and Reiki and those kinds of things. That's basically my question. It's not a very clear question, is it?
Well, I can understand. It's something you love, but
Pat? Pat,
yes.
Can you back up from the phone just a little bit? I think it'll be easier for us to hear you. Just maybe not quite so loud into the phone because there's a little bit of distortion.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. Sounds much better. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is this, you love massage, but you don't want it to be a burden?
I'm just wondering if it's really my career path or because I have to support my family with it, and it's hard to do as many massages as I need to do for it to be the support of the family.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something else out there, another job coming, something else to do.
Okay. And you do Reiki, too?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Do you do a lot of Reiki? Do you enjoy that?
I do really do enjoy it, but I'm working in a chiropractic facility, and I've only had two clients that have requested Reiki in the last, since November.
Mm-hmm. How are you spiritually? Are you very, very open to your spiritual self?
Yes, I think so.
I feel that maybe you could go further and into your spirituality and maybe become a healer too. It maybe involve color and sound or more on the metaphysicians part of it.
Uh-huh.
And it would take the burden away as far as massage, but I really don't feel you, there's anything else that you would enjoy more than what you're doing now.
Okay, yeah.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
And it's, well, it is. It's a lot of, it is hard work. I can totally understand that, and I see, I can picture you right now working and working and working. But to a lot of chiropractors involve other healings with it. And I feel that you, if you went deeper into the healing aspect, that you would also enjoy it, but maybe it wouldn't be so much of a burden with your hands with the massage. It would be healing you at the same time as you're performing healings.
Do you feel that, I really enjoy the office where I'm working, and so it would be like coming out of the closet, kind of, to go out there and actually say, yes, and I can do Reiki, and people ask what it is, and you start explaining that it's an energy work, and, you know, people's eyes roll, and that kind of thing.
I can relate to that. I've basically gone through that in Massachusetts with what I'm doing. But, too, a lot of, when you do Reiki, do you end up getting visions or another sense, like your inner soul speaking to you, telling you, basically, you might hear that inner voice on move to a certain section?
Sometimes.
Because a lot of it, which I've noticed, a lot of chiropractors are bringing in holistic medicine into their practices. And it's more, I feel that you need the confidence in yourself to bring this out. I feel that you're an excellent healer.
Okay.
And I really see you pulling more into your, not just massage or Reiki, I see you more in the healing aspect of the metaphysical side of it.
Okay.
And I do feel that it's going to work out with you. Where you are now at your office, it seems that you're stopping yourself.
Okay.
With a confidence problem. Maybe, but I can see it coming in, and you're just stand up there and say, hey, I'm good at this, and this is what I'm going to do, and check into other things, other aspects of healing, and then bring it in. You can work it all together, and some chiropractors end up working this into their healings, too, holistic medicine.
Okay. I've also been attuned to a reconnection that Dr. Eric Pearl has done. He was a chiropractor. He wrote a book about it. And I've had some reconnection work. And I kind of feel like maybe that would be the next step. Or how do you feel about that? What do you see or feel of that?
Has David mentioned Delphi? Delphi is a wonderful school. And actually, I'm a student at Delphi myself, and this is how I became a healer, too. I do color and sound and trance healings. I'm a metaphysician practitioner, and I'm continuing on. And it draws you. And you could pick up the phone and or even look at the website and look at everything they have to offer. And read on each subject. I mean, they have they explain everything beautifully. And I think it's just gonna strike you, stand out to you. and okay. say, oh, this is what I want. This is what I want to do.
Okay. Okay. Wait, is that a physical school I would have to travel to?
It's in Georgia.
Yeah. It's in Georgia. Yeah. Alicia, I did a reading for you earlier. I recognize
you. Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
I did. And, you know, I feel it's very interesting because I felt the same thing Pat was saying. I saw you doing a lot of healing work because there is, you know what, Archangel Michael has just come, as mm-hmm. well as Archangel Raphael. And both of them have come to me and have asked me to share with you that when you go to sleep tonight and every night until you really feel comfortable with this, ask them to replace the concern, the issues that you are talking about tonight. Ask them to take those away from you and just take them up to the light and fill okay. your heart with assurance and clarity and knowing exactly your next step and ask for that. Just say, okay. I am now ready for my next step. Because they have both come to me and asked me to tell you that they're right there with you, especially Raphael. I feel that he can be very powerful for you. And right before you go to sleep.
Okay.
And I can almost feel right now within 2 or 3 days, if you do this every night, you will start to get a clarity of what you really want to do. And it's very interesting that Pat mentioned that. Pat, I want to thank you for that mentioning Delphi, because they have an in-depth channeling, that takes about a week, I guess, Alicia. And, it does something to your confidence and to your connection with spirit, even though I have to say I felt connected to spirit, but when I did this course, I really found out, you know, how much more I could be. I guess I would be the most positive way of saying it. And it is about a week long, and I would imagine your chiropractor would be honored to have you take that. And we have a lot of people from California that come. And you know, I have a real quick question, but I think we need to move on. We have someone else. He's not on the line, but let's see. Carla, can I share something with you for a moment, Alicia? Carlos is a friend of mine, and I think he's from New Jersey or New York or someplace up there. He's
D.C.
not on the line right now. Huh?
Washington, D.C.
That's right. Thank you, Pat. He says, there's a note here on my screen that says, tell Alicia that Spirit can give permission to use Reiki on a patient during a massage without coming out of the closet. That's Carlos' message to you, but he's not
well,
on the line.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you very much.
Carlos is a great, great friend of ours, and thank you for reminding me where he is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carlos.
You know, and, so, and I have, in certain cases, when I know that the client will be open, have used it when areas are so touch I can't, so sore, or they won't let you in the muscle. And
wow.
Some feel it, and some are emotionally moved, and some don't say anything at all. And, and like I say, it's a confidence issue, because unless someone says, wow, you know, I felt, you know, this and that, I don't think that it's working. Like, I'm just getting it.
You are a powerful healer. I feel it. I felt it the first time I spoke with you. Alicia, and it's, you know what, it's just very interesting, because Spirit is just asking you. They're putting a challenge in front of you to say, you know what, Alicia, that's why you feel uncomfortable right now, because that's your opportunity to move forward, to grow. And like Pat said, you know, go look on the Delphi. You can go
okay.
on to my website at Ask Spirit Now, and I'll be glad to direct you exactly where you need to go and talk to Kelly, because it is so, that is such a confidence booster, doing that first class. Oh,
okay.
I'm telling you.
Very
you
much
know,
so.
Yes, so. So I just want to thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you.
Pat, I hope we answered everything, and if you have other questions, I'll be back next week.
Okay,
so,
thank you all.
Thank you,
Pat. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Vicki, for your show. It's fabulous.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a wonderful night.
Well,
you too.
Yeah, yeah, and thanks, Carlos. Pat, we have
yes.
a caller from Georgia, right where I am, just a little south of where you and David are this evening, and her name is Mary Ann. So let's get her on the line. Mary Ann, are you here?
Yes, I am, Vicki. Thank you.
Well, I know you. I know you. We've talked before, I believe. Yes.
Yes, I did call in once, and occasionally I'll shoot you an email to ask you a question about something that's going on, some event or something that's going on with you. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to be able to speak with you and everyone that's here, and I appreciate you taking time to talk with me.
Well, I want to, before we begin the reading, Mary Ann, I want to let you know in the fall that Reverend Rose, who will be on next week, she was on in back in May 7th, I believe. She and I are going to be doing retreats in Florida and in Georgia. And it'll involve a weekend here in Georgia, and it will be past life regressions. I mean, we're going to just get into some things for the weekend. It'll be very self-empowering. So we'll keep you posted so you'll know.
That would be great. You know, you did send out an email about that, and I meant to email you because I couldn't you sent out your website to get more information, but I couldn't find anything on your website about it.
Well, we haven't gotten any dates yet. We're just we're gathering, getting all the different places we're going to have them. So give us your question. I'm going to let Pat go first.
Okay.
So what was your question this evening, Mary Ann?
Okay. Well, I am working in partnership with two different individuals. One is a gentleman and one is a female friend, and it's on two different projects that we are creating some products to sell over the internet. And I wondered if this is if these are two good partnerships, and if these two projects are going to go well, and if we'll actually make some money is really what I'm hoping for.
Pat?
Oh, okay. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi, Pat.
I'll let you go first.
I can see your partners here. I feel that you have a little bit of a trust problem, or maybe it's a confidence problem on whether this is going to work or not. It seems what I'm seeing is maybe there's a problem with the other two, your other two coworkers, or that you're in business with. Not a big. I don't see a big problem with them, but I feel that maybe there's not a full-fledged agreement that might be holding you from or being concerned whether it's going to work or not.
Well, one of them in particular has been extremely busy and hasn't had the time to put into it, and I don't know. So I am becoming concerned with him, with whether or not he's going to be able to fulfill his part of the verbal agreement that we have.
Mm-hmm. I feel that maybe if you sat down and spoke with him, that you would all end up becoming full circle with each other right now, and placed your concerns out there. But I do have a feeling that it's going to go very well.
Oh, great. Thank you.
But you need to relax on it.
Oh.
Evidently,
okay.
you're getting a little uptight. Maybe that's not the word to use, but it's on your mind all the time.
Well, I feel like it's taking me so long to get this done, to get the products finished, and then I get distracted and by all kinds of things. I allow myself to get distracted by all kinds of things, and I'm feeling frustrated with myself.
just breathe. Don't be frustrated. It's only live for the day, one day at a time. That's all you can basically do. Because with these, where you're getting frustrated with yourself, it tends to where you can end up frustrated with your other two, the other two people you're working with. So it could be more on your frustration that is projecting it to them.
Oh, okay. I can see that. That would make sense.
You know, one thing I wanted to say, Pat, to Marianne, is that it's about the law of attraction. It's like attracts like. And, you know, as you're moving out of whatever you're moving out of and moving into you're attracting people that are mirroring you, that are mirroring your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And when Pat was talking about the frustration, they're feeling that as well. And actually, you know, I do angel readings, and if you know, you will call on your ascended masters. They can help you to ease the discomfort of this. And also, you can change the situation by elevating your thoughts. Just really focus on exactly what it is that you have. And I always use the word have instead of want, because when we have want something, we push it away. But just know what you have and decide that is the way it is going to be or something better. Now, it's very interesting because I'm going to throw a little legal in here, okay? And I can do that with you, Marianne, because you're from Georgia, okay? I'm an attorney, so I can do that. When I see someone's from Georgia, I can put my legal in there. I'd have to tell you that when you're going into any kind of agreement like this, it is best to get it on paper. And I'll tell you why, is because legal agreements, even though oral, are very valid. When you start putting something on paper in a legal framework, and it doesn't have to be through, you know, an expensive attorney, it can just be really what your goals are and what your mission is. And that is when you start getting what everybody's really, the like attracts like, and so that everyone's drawing into the situation similar thought patterns, similar ideas, and where you want to go with this. Because if you are going one direction, someone else is going another direction, you're going to not go forward, because the energies are going to be hitting against each other. It's just the law of attraction. So what I would recommend is, from a legal viewpoint, you know, when you're going into an agreement with somebody, you need to really get what the percentages are, how the money's going to be handled, who's going to do what. You know, what's Susie Q going to do, what Bobby Boo is going to do, and what Marianne is going to do. And I feel that will help a lot from a legal viewpoint. It doesn't mean that you're getting lawyers involved. It is just we incorporate the spiritual laws into the physical laws, because we are, you know, spiritual beings living a physical existence down here, visiting Earth, if you may. So I had to throw that in, Pat. So
that's good. You explained it. It was perfect, because everything you explained is everything I felt.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
I know, Marianne, that you're very spiritual, and I would recommend that you really ask Spirit. Just pretty much like Alicia, ask Spirit for your next step. And if there's a counter, I guess I'll use the word intention, there, ask Spirit to remove that, so that there can be clarity and the truth for you and your partners, so that there can be a coming together of your hearts, and then there will be true forward motion, and this frustration will start going away. So, did you want to add anything, Pat?
No, you said that beautifully.
Well, but see, I can talk to Marianne, because she's from Georgia. I can't give legal advice.
Oh, is that it? It's the New England people, right?
When they're from Georgia,
I'm
a Georgia lawyer, so I can talk lawyer talk. So, you know. But anyway, does that answer your question, Marianne?
Yes, it did. It really helped clarify things for me. I appreciate it. Can you tell what the archangels are around me, or spirit guides, or anything? Can you tell me who who I would
talk to. Well, I'll go and tell you what who I feel, and then I'll, you know, Pat, I feel Archangel Michael very strongly around you, Mother Mary, Viola, the Archangel Viola, and I feel a little, kind of a little joy angel that's trying to, a little joy spirit that's trying to, again, I guess her name's Joy, but she's got little, she's just trying to get you to laugh. She's got little pigtails and she's little dancing, little fairy type, and so I feel that she's there for you to put a smile on your face and carry her in your heart. So that's, she's just coming to me right now saying, smile, dance, you know, dance around the house if you have to, just in, kick up your heels and live life, because you will attract far more in your life. But those are the angels. You have many more, but Pat, mm-hmm. what about yeah. you? What do you pick up?
I feel Michael is a very strong
yeah.
presence, very mm-hmm. strong. And I do see Mother Mary, and there are some other angels around. Mm-hmm. But Michael is very, very strong. It's like he's right behind her, like I'm here. You know, just ask me for help, and I'm right here.
Wow.
And Marianne,
thank
they really
you.
Are. You know, I go through things. We all go through things. And I just ask, please. I have a picture of Master Jesus in front of me at all times, because I just feel his energy. And we all have our spiritual guides, and all we have to do is ask, because they don't want to interfere. I mean, it's interesting, because we have free will. It's funny about free will, because Marianne, we all are going to end up having to go through our journeys, whether we do it this life or another life. Yet, we have free will to make a decision as to when we're going to learn and when we're going to decide. I'm going to be having a numerologist on in a couple of weeks, and he gets into that a lot. And it's just very interesting. I'd love to talk more with David and Pat about that, but we don't have a whole lot of time left. But just ask. Ask and you shall
okay.
receive. That's, yeah. So,
thank
and come
you
visit
both
us.
So much.
Come to the one of the Friday nights, the first Friday night of at Delphi on the first Friday night of every month. And let me know when you're going to be up there, and I'll come up there with you and meet you. So,
oh, wonderful. Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank
so,
you. Thank you
well,
both
thanks so much for
I really
calling
appreciate
in.
It.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, be in touch later. Have
okay.
a wonderful night.
Alrighty. And Pat, if you want to give out your email in case someone wants to contact you up in Massachusetts. I said it. I said actually said the word. I have such hard
the
time with that word. Massachusetts.
Well, I'm working on getting down here, Vicki. I'm trying.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'd love
I just
to have
love
you.
Asheville.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. So listen, thank you so much, Pat, for giving these two readings, and I so appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy your Rohan. And if you can get David
you.
Back on to kind of just say some ending words, we have about 10 more minutes on the show.
Okay.
And while you're getting him on, I'm going to tell everyone about a few things. So just tell David when he gets on just to let me know he's on. And thank you so much, okay?
Oh, thank you, Vicki.
Shade, enjoy your Rohan.
Oh, thank you. I start class tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, I'll see you up
okay.
there, because I'll be there getting my doctorate in it on the 20th. So,
oh, at least the 20th, but maybe we'll be in passing somehow.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd love to see you.
All right. Well,
okay,
thanks so much.
David.
And
all
I want
right,
to tell everyone
you.
That's listening that Reverend Rose will be on next week, and we're going to be doing tarot card readings and just general readings. She and I are going to be starting retreats in the fall, in Florida and Georgia. And hopefully, you know what, my dream, and y'all can help support it if you so choose to help me with my dream, is I want to have them in Bimini. Bimini, Bahamas is where the Atlantis, you know, I even snorkeled and could see the road that was from Atlantis. And I've been reading so much about the healing waters of Bimini. And I want to have these retreats for professional people, for people who just want their life better. And we're going to start doing those in the fall. So, you know, send us any support you can, and just your love and support. And our first one will probably be in Georgia and Florida, and then next year we'll start moving out to different states, hopefully, and certainly Bimini, Bahamas will be one of them, because the waters are just incredible there, so I just get so excited about talking about it. It's just like, it's my dream. So I have a lot of dreams, but that's probably the foremost one, to be able to do these healings and these weekend retreats with Reverend Rose. So she'll be on next Friday, so y'all make sure that you listen in so you can get a reading, and we'll have lots and lots of fun. So, David, are you back on again?
I am.
Well, good, David. So, listen, do you have any special words for anyone about how to get involved in Rohan, or if, you know, they have, just give us any other information that you would like to share about your experiences with Rohan?
Well, one of the things that keeps coming to mind is that Rohan is a very thorough process, and it taps into the unconscious regions of the mind and allows negative thoughts and constructs and emotions that restrict us and limit us and continually sabotage self to be lovingly and permanently released.
Yes, so it is permanent.
It is permanent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know
David,
go ahead. I was going to say, as I said in the beginning of the show, Rohan really is the alchemy of forgiveness. You know, many of the masters have preached about forgiveness. There's a reason they did that.
And we talk about modern day alchemy. People so many times read about the books about alchemy, but there is a modern day alchemy, and forgiveness appears to be it. And I want to ask you something, because I have found in my experiences with Rohan, David, that I have had a very difficult time in my life learning forgiveness. I mean, you have no idea the things that I have done in my young age. I'm so young. To learn how to forgive. But you know what? The one thing that I did not have was the understanding. Can you share about what the difference is in some of the different modalities and why Rohan is so powerful in forgiveness?
Well, I can't speak for other modalities, but I can speak for Rohan. Mm-hmm. And you are precisely right. It is that you find that understanding when you go back and view events in your past through the eyes of love, and say you had an abusive parent, and you look at your parent through the eyes of love and realize that they were doing the best they could with what they knew in that moment, and that they were probably passing along to you faulty thoughts and faulty behaviors that were given to them by their parents or their grandparents. I mean, there's a long running cycle that gets passed down from generation to generation. And I really believe that's what this whole shift in consciousness around 2012 is breaking mm-hmm. that cycle of faulty thoughts.
I totally agree with you. And it's interesting. Let's just say that you had a mother or a father that was abusive. When you go through Rohan, you don't just heal yourself, do you, David? Talk to us about how that really works from the DNA, the generational alchemy of how the healing can occur.
Well, we are all one. You know, we share a group consciousness. And the more light that you create within yourself by using forgiveness, the more light there is that affects everyone on the planet.
I understand. And now, David, when I, all through all my experiences of Rohan, one of the biggest issues that I have had personally is not forgiving other people as much as forgiving myself. Have you found that true for yourself? In other words, it's about self-love, because if we're children of God, how can we not love ourselves? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, there's many of us that are carrying around old garbage that makes us believe deep in our unconscious that maybe God really doesn't love us.
Yeah, right.
You know,
and
when we've had enough experiences, you know, they kind of add up as evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, David, I work with kids that, you know, a lot of them don't have families, and, and they have families, but, you know, they're in the system, and I see so many of these. That's why I wrote that book, Angel Anya's Adventures, because these children have some of the greatest challenges, because they do have their love within themselves, and they feel like sometimes, how could God, you know, do this? And that's what I feel is so powerful about Rohan, is because I personally, David, and I know that you have your own story, but I personally reconnected with God in a way that I didn't even know that I was separated from him, but I was. I really was. I was going around saying I wasn't, but I really was. I was not connected with him. With him, her, however you want to call spirit. And can you share a little bit about that?
What it's like to be connected to God?
Well, just, I mean, did you have any experiences like that where you felt and that you were connected, but then when you went through Rohan, you really truly got connected in your heart?
Yes.
There were definitely
levels in my unconscious, in my subconscious, where I was still really peed at the Creator.
Yeah. Yeah. And
because
you don't
really
realize it.
I believe, you know, that a loving Creator would make me walk through some of these things that I had to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
But then
mm-hmm.
when I gained the understanding, you know, and understanding is so key to Rohan. Once you get in there and really understand what's been happening, you let God off the hook and you let yourself off the hook.
Right. Yes. You know, one thing, we have just a few more minutes, David, but there's one thing I wanted to share is back in the 80s, I did a lot of work with the Native Indians, and there was so much I learned about cords and, you know, the energies between two people. I call them cords. A lot of people have different names for them, but I found it so fascinating at when I was at Delphi learning in the Rohan Institute that we work with that type of energies between two people, but the difference from what I learned, and I love the Native Americans, it was so profound because I really got the understanding of how the cord got there so that it wouldn't come back again. Do you understand what I'm talking about with that?
Right, because what happens when, say, people attach to one another through the cords, you know, mm-hmm. no one is a victim in that. You know, say Vicky, say I'm sending out a cord to an old girlfriend or, you know, to someone I'm dating.
Right.
You know, to tap in and be a part of her energy all the time. She has mm-hmm. to agree to that. You know,
right.
and this all happens on the unconscious level.
Right, right.
But she
and
must agree to it.
Yeah. And then we wonder why we have issues with people because we don't understand. And that's what's so powerful about Rohan is that we get through that. So, David, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here this evening and having Pat here with us. And I just want to let everyone know that you can contact David. And if you don't have his email, you can get my website at askspiritnow.com, and I'll connect you up with David. We both do Rohan. I do it here in Georgia. He does it in North Carolina. And we're both going this Sunday back to Delphi to get our doctorate in Rohan. So I will look forward to seeing you, David. And I just want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and to everyone out there, I wish you joy and peace.
Thank you so much. And I just want to tell everyone that I love you all, and I hope that you will be back next week for the Ask Spirit Now show, and come visit me on my website, and we will have Reverend Rose from the Energy Works Center down in Fort Myers, Florida. She has workshops that she does there at her center, and she is also a Yandi specialist, and she does a lot of energy work as well. So I just want you to all know that connect with your archangels, connect with your spirit, connect with that higher self within you so that you will feel the love that is all around you and within you, because we all are connected. It's just that we have to go within ourselves and really feel the love that Christ has for us and the love that God has for us and all of our angels. So I send out my love for you, and I will look forward to visiting with you next Friday on the Ask Spirit Now. So good night.
Bye.